Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains Podcast. My name is Daniel White III. I am the president of Gospel Light Society University. Chaplains are spiritual representatives of Christ, commissioned to work in mostly secular institutions. We are expected to serve both the spiritual and emotional needs of others through listening, presence, prayer, scripture reading, and being God's hands and feet in the organization we are privileged to serve in. This podcast is designed to equip chaplains and those training to be chaplains with the resources and encouragement they need to carry out their calling in life. Our ordained chaplain's scripture verse for today is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 32, which reads, "But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies." Our ordained chaplain's quote for today is from John MacArthur, Dr. John MacArthur. He said, "Remember that even Jesus' most scathing denunciation, a blistering diatribe against the religious leaders of Jerusalem in Matthew 23, ends with Christ weeping over Jerusalem. Compassion colored everything he did." Today in this podcast, beloved, we will continue discussing the book Out of the Depths by Anton T. Boyzin. We continue today with In the Old Home, Part 2. Lizzie came of a family of slaves who had been freed before the Civil War. Their presence in Bloomington was due to the Covenanter sympathy with the Negroes, and she herself was a devout member of the Old Side Covenanter Church on South Walnut Street. She was a student of the Stars, a study to which my grandfather had introduced her. She knew all of the principal constellations and all the brighter stars, and no comet ever escaped her attention. A finer spirit there never was. We all looked upon her as one of the family. Looking back over this period, the picture of my grandfather occupies always an important place. In the early years, I see him at his desk upstairs, toiling over the history of the university, which, with a small honorarium, had been assigned to him in lieu of a pension. He was slightly below average in height, brisk in his movements, always neatly dressed to the end of his days, relying upon his Philadelphia tailor for his clothing. He was an orderly person, keeping his papers neatly filed and his books carefully arranged. He would sometimes get mildly irritated if I misplaced his woodworking or drawing instruments, but he encouraged me to use them, and he was never too busy to help me with a problem in mathematics or a passage in Latin. I do not remember at any time any disagreements between him and my grandmother. She ran the household, and he did not interfere, but he was its head. We all recognized that. My schooling, as may be inferred, was considerably delayed. I have been held back by reason of the transfer from Lawrenceville, and I was still further delayed because of an injury to my left eye, which occurred shortly before my 8th birthday in 1884. I can remember quite well how it happened. At dinner that day, the conversation had turned to the reaction of winking. My grandfather spoke of its protective function, and I left the table, curious about it all, and went to the front yard. There I began to swing on a gate underneath a large pear tree full of ripening pears. Two boys came along and demanded some pears. I refused. Thereupon, one of them aimed a toy gun at me, one of the type that carried a rubber contraption on a wooden stick. Half curiously, half defiantly, I resolved not to wink. He banged away, and I was struck by an iron nail directly in the pupil of the eye. The eyelid was not touched. Beloved, in our next podcast, we will continue with part 3 of the In the Home portion of this book. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your mercy, your love, your grace, your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, your Holy Word. And we are not like you. Help us to be like you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your compassion and your love for others as only you can do. And we pray that you would fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit and manifest the fruit of your Holy Spirit in and through our lives. Give us your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding, and make us to be a conduit of your blessings to others. And in the end, we pray that more souls would come to know your Savior, and more Christians would be revived and encouraged to fight another day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. And now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life, and that I have broken your commandments, and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.